Hollywood couldn't stop itself from making bad choices.
It's the musical extravaganza that launches the 80s. It's Alan Carr's Can't Stop the Music.
You can't stop the music.
Once you see it, you'll know why you can't stop the glamour.
Do the shake.
Do the shake.
Do the shake.
Golden Raspberry Awards, also known as the Razzies, is a parody award show honoring, as they put it, the worst of cinematic underachievements, so the opposite of the Oscars. The Golden Raspberries was co-founded by two UCLA film students, and the annual satirical ceremony usually takes place the night before the Oscars. The Razzies used to give an award for Worst Original Song, but they discontinued that specific award in 1999. But on this episode, I'm going to play for you all of the songs that won the Razzie for Worst Original Song over the course of the 80s. But first, we will hear one of the four runners-up for each year. So 20 songs, two from each year, 1980 to 1989. And let's begin with 1980. The song we're hearing right now is one of the four runners-up for Worst Original Song of 1980 at the Razzie Awards. It's Can't Stop the Music by the Village People from their 1980 musical comedy film directed by Nancy Walker, written by Alan Carr and Bronte Woodward, and co-starring along with the Village People themselves, Steve Guttenberg and Bruce Jenner. The film is a highly embellished origin story of the group, and by the time of its release in the summer of 1980, disco had kind of peaked and was experiencing a backlash. The film received scathing reviews and performed poorly at the box office. The movie cost about $20 million to make and grossed about $2 million. The soundtrack was also kind of a flop. It only made it to number 49 on the charts in the US. And then, of course, the title song for the film was one of the five nominees at the Razzies that year for Worst Original Song. But the song that won the Razzie in 1980 is a song called The Man with Bogart's Face by Armando Campion from a film of the same name, The Man with Bogart's Face. Came out in 1980, released by 20th Century Fox, based on a novel of the same name. So in this movie, a man calling himself Sam Marlowe has had plastic surgery to make himself look like Humphrey Bogart, and then he opens a detective agency.
The time is now. The beat is Hollywood. The heat is a discount 32. The skirts are blonde, brunette, and redhead.
I'm mother.
But the prize is sapphire blue. In a world of illusion, where the danger is real, it takes a cool-headed private eye to solve a red-hot mystery. It's a case for an expert.
Ready when you are.
And there's only one man who has what it takes to crack it. The man with Bogart's face.
Don't I see you sometime on television in old movies?
No, that's somebody else.
He sure look like you.
No, I look like him.
The song was written by George Dunning, who wrote the music, and Andrew Fenady, who wrote the lyrics. The singer, Armando Campion, would later appear in an episode of Cop Rock.
See the man with Bogart's face. He's the one who'll take your case. He's a special kind of guy, and on him you can rely. a man of mystery without a history. He's a man with Bogart's face. See the man with Bogart's face. See the man with Bogart's face. Take your troubles to his place. Just became a private eye. On him you can rely. He's got a brand new name. Trouble is his game. He's the man with Bogart's face. See the man with Bogart's face. His heat is always hot. And his rod can hit a dot. On the lookout for a fight. He's sitting on a dime. Take the stairs up to his place. For 200 and expenses, he will take all kinds of chances. Danger, dames, and lots of dough. He is always on the go. He's a brand new private eye. On him you can rely. Sam Marlowe is his name, and trouble is his game. He's aces and got moxie. Foxy, he's the man with Bogart's face. See the man with Bogart's face.
Moving on to 1981, first we're going to hear one of the runners-up for the worst original song of 1981. This is a song called Only When I Laugh, performed by Brenda Lee, who is best known these days for her Christmas staple, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. Only When I Laugh is a 1981 comedy-drama film based on Neil Simon's play The Gingerbread Lady. It's a story about an alcoholic Broadway actress who tries to stay sober while dealing with the problems of her teenage daughter and her friends. Anyway, let's hear the song. This is Only When I Laugh by Brenda Lee.
So it's finally over. Had to happen, but no big deal. After all of that awful game and on, what else is new? Well, I say, will you catch me crying? Not this kid. Will I soon forget you? My heart finally numb yet? Well, I don't think I feel one thing. After too long of running cold and hot, then cold, you end up blue. So I'll just change things on my mailbox. Suits me fine. And since you've gone your way, does it really hurt me? was saving something for a person I thought was you. Well, I guess I was dreaming. Glad the fetus is dead and gone. And if my mind keeps running back and forth and back and forth, don't take that as a clue. Does it really hurt me? Only when I lay.
All right, and the winner for Worst Original Song of 1981 is a song called Baby Talk by David Frischberg, an American jazz pianist, vocalist, composer, and lyricist born in St. Paul, Minnesota. The song is from a 1981 comedy called Paternity, directed by David Steinberg and starring Burt Reynolds and Beverly D'Angelo.
Burt Reynolds has an unusual proposition.
I want you to have my baby. I want you to be the mother of my son.
But he doesn't want to get married.
Me?
You do a service, I pay you for it. It's a business transaction, cut and dry.
Do I have to live with you?
The next thing you know, they're going to be asking me to take my pants down.
Oh, not yet.
I think it's good to get these things out in the open.
Burt Reynolds in Paternity, rated PG.
Anyways, let's hear the song that won Worst Original Song in 1981 from Paternity. This is called Baby Talk.
Papa says da da, baby says da da too.
Mama goes gaga, baby goes goo goo goo. Now that's hardly fancy phraseology, and yet it's understood. Babies agree, a little baby talk works real good. Papa waves bye-bye, baby waves bye-bye too. Mama says don't cry, baby goes boo-hoo-hoo. You could spend your life in child psychology, you wouldn't find a clue. But plain as can be, a little baby talk sees you through. We eliminate words that keep us apart, then maybe we could communicate face to face and heart to heart. Time to say night night, Mama say night night too. Papa tells Mama, baby, it's only me and you. Let's make nice, nice now, and let biology step in and save the day. Eventually, another baby may come to stay. Obviously, a little baby talk paved the way.
Moving on to 1982, one of the four runners-up for Worst Original Song was performed by Michael Franks. It's called Coming Home to You is Like Coming Home to Milk and Cookies. Music by Dave Grusin, lyrics by Alan Bergman and Marilyn Bergman. Michael Franks was one of these smooth jazz type guys. He had a mild hit with a song called Popsicle Toes. This song is from a movie called Author, Author, 1982 comedy drama directed by Arthur Hiller, starring Al Pacino, Diane Cannon, and Tuesday Weld. The film, which is loosely autobiographical of the writer Israel Horovitz, is about a Broadway playwright who strives to solve his family and relationship troubles while trying to get a new play into production. Sounds exciting. Let's hear the song from Author, Author. This is by Michael Franks. It's called Coming Home to You is Like Coming Home to Milk and Cookies.
If I ever got lost wherever I'd be, you'd be the first to come looking for me. If I were afraid, say, and the feeling would go away. You forgive and forget my making mistakes. Pick up the pieces if something breaks. I can get along when life isn't fair, knowing at the end of the day you're there. Thank you. when what's on my mind needs listening to. If it matters to me, it matters to you. Making me believe that I can succeed. Giving me the love I need. No holding it in, no turning away. Say what we mean and mean what we say. Knowing you'll be there to kiss me goodnight tells me that tomorrow will be alright.
And now for the winner of Worst Original Song 1982, it's a song called Pumpin' and Blowin', performed by Christy McNichol. Music and lyrics by Terry Britton, B.A. Robertson, and Sue Schifrin. This song is from The Pirate Movie from 1982, an Australian musical romantic comedy directed by Ken Anakin and starring Christopher Atkins and Christy McNichol. Loosely based on Gilbert and Sullivan's comic opera, The Pirates of Penzance. So let's hear the song from the pirate movie. This is called Pumpin' and Blowin'.
An old wives' tale. I say the love is
Moving on to 1983, first we're going to hear one of the four runners-up for Worst Original Song, and it's a song called Yours World by Guido and Maurizio De Angelis. This song is from a film called Yor, the Hunter from the Future, 1983 science fiction fantasy film directed by Antonio Margheriti, starring Reb Brown. The film was an Italian-French-Turkish co-production based on the Argentinian comic Yor, the Hunter.
There must be some place in this world where we can live in peace with our people.
He is from a future world. Trapped in another time, searching for his past. He is the warrior known as Yor. His enemy uses the weapons of tomorrow to enslave a primitive planet. But his passion for freedom will set his people free. Yor, the hunter from the future.
Let's hear the song. Runner-up for Worst Original Song, 1983, it's called Yor's World.
Yor's world is the man. Yor's world is the man. Yor's world. Lost in the world of the past, in the echo of ancient blast. Yor's world. There is a man. Yeah.
And the winner is, from 1983, Worst Original Song by Orrin Waters. It's called The Way You Do It. Orrin actually is one of the singers on the theme for The Jeffersons. This song is from a movie called The Lonely Lady, a 1983 drama directed by Peter Sasdy, adapted from the 1976 novel by Harold Robbins. Pia Zadora stars in this film, and I think she won a Razzie for her performance as Worst Actress, and she deserved it. And that's only judging based on the preview that I watched.
Hollywood is a world of glamour. A world where everything has its price. And nothing is forbidden. It is the world of Harold Robbins, The Lonely Lady. Pia Zadora is the Lonely Lady. She's determined to take nothing less than everything Hollywood has to offer.
But let's hear the song from The Lonely Lady by Orrin Waters. This is called The Way You Do It.
What you do?
Moving on to 1984, one of the four runners-up for Worst Original Song of that year is a song called Smooth Talker by Chili D. Music and lyrics by David Sembello, Michael Sembello, and Mark Hudson. And this song is from a movie called Body Rock, 1984 dance film directed by Marcello Epstein. Talked about this movie a little bit on the episode I did with Cameron Dye, because he plays Lorenzo Lamas' sidekick, DJ, in this movie. The movie's about a young man, quote, from the streets with a talent for breakdancing. And Lorenzo Lamas plays Chili, and he sings this song from Body Rock. It's called Smooth Talker.
Cut you like an animal and eat you like a cannibal and make your body pay. I'm a seventh son of a seventh one. The sevens keep on rolling my way. Gonna find somebody who needs me. Gonna find a little woman to please me. Like a cannibal to make your body pay. I'm a seventh son of a seventh one. The sevens keep on rolling my way. Gonna find somebody who needs me. Gonna find a little woman to please me.
And the winner is, for 1984, Worst Original Song, Drinkenstein, performed by Sylvester Stallone, written by Dolly Parton, from the 1984 musical comedy film Rhinestone, directed by Bob Clark from a screenplay by Sylvester Stallone and Phil Alden Robinson. The movie was a critical and financial failure, but it spawned two top 10 hits for Dolly Parton. But this song, performed by Sly, won the Razzie for Worst Original Song for 1984. It's called Drinkenstein.
Like so many of us all, but when he's drinking, that's something else again. Well, you can sneak on out and leave, or you can sit and just agree, or you can cross him if you want your face knocked in. Cause he can hurt you, I swear to God, and he will hit you as apt as not. He's drinking his time, drinking his time. Every night's a different mood, there is a fun side to him too. He loves to laugh, he loves to joke, he loves to dance. Watch your girlfriends or your wives, so steal them right before your eyes, cause he's a lover, so don't give him a half chance. Cause he can do it, don't think he can't. Women like him, cause he's strange, he's drinking his style. Budweiser, you created a monster, and they call me drinking style. In the tavern down the street is the laboratory where I make the transformation all the time. In the stand of Dr. Bud is a pint of monster blood, and it does affect me different every time. Budweiser, you created a monster, now they call me Frankenstein. Now they call me Frankenstein.
Moving on to 1985 and a movie called The Last Dragon, produced by Barry Gordy, martial arts comedy film, directed by Michael Schultz. This is the title song from the film, performed by Dwight David. So this is one of the runners-up for Worst Original Song 1985. It's called The Last Dragon. We'll be right back.
Joined Army 6 June 69. Accepted Special Forces. Helicopter and language qualified. Expert in light weapons and guerrilla warfare. Sylvester Stallone is back as Rambo.
Rambo's the best combat vet I've ever seen.
His mission, to locate American POWs in Vietnam.
Think you'll find someone? POWs? Doubtful.
Come on, move on, move on!
His orders, not to engage the enemy.
He's got 36 hours to complete the mission and reach the extraction point.
We're going down!
You're not going anywhere.
I'm telling you to abort. Double-crossed and left behind enemy lines.
You're the one who's making the mistake.
Yeah, what mistake?
Rambo.
And now, he's getting out any way he can. Rambo, what most people call hell, he calls home. No man, no law, no war can stop him. Sylvester Stallone is back as Rambo, First Blood, Part 2.
Winner of Razzie for Worst Original Song, 1985, Frank Stallone. Peace in Our Life, music by Frank Stallone, Peter Schless, and Jerry Goldsmith. Lyrics by Frank Stallone.
Belongs to us all.
Moving on to 1986, one of the four runners-up for Worst Original Song, George Harrison, with a song called Shanghai Surprise, from a movie called Shanghai Surprise. This was a 1986 British-American adventure comedy directed by Jim Goddard and starring newlyweds Sean Penn and Madonna. George Harrison's production company actually produced the film, which obviously is why he ended up on the soundtrack. He also appears in the movie as a nightclub singer. I think he has more than one song on the soundtrack for this film. So this is it, the title song. Runner-up for Worst Original Song in 1986 by Beatle himself, George Harrison. This is called Shanghai Surprise.
It's a hell of a way to see China, but I'm ready.
You must be crazy, and you got no money, and you're a liar.
I'm straight to die from the walk into the fire. I like to trust you, but I've broken my shore. Sometimes there's no hope in chasing opium. I like to love you, but I'm not sure what's in your eyes. Shanghai surprise.
Whatever you're saying, I want it anyway. Been hanging round like a kid at your bed.
Oh, baby.
You could be kinder and show me Asia Minor. I'll let you love me, let you see what's here in my eyes. Shanghai surprise. You must be crazy, and you got no money, and it seems like madness.
Back streets so crowded that swing a cat. I like to know you, but you're acting so coolly. I'm finding I'm pursued by evil looking dudes. It's getting hot for me like tofu and deep fries. Oh, Shanghai surprise.
But baby, you look like any common crook that's hanging round in bars with shady faces.
Baby,
why you assess me? Why not try to impress me? Step over here, let me see what's there in your eyes. Oh, Shanghai surprise.
I don't understand how I got delayed. I should be sailing today on the liner.
Was kicked in the ass on a dock at Yangtze.
It's no way for a man to see China, but I'm ready.
You must be crazy, and you got no money, but you're a trier.
My straight to die from the walk into the fire. I like to meet you, but I've broken my trust. Sometimes there's no hope in chasing promises. I wanna love you, though it could prove to be unwise. Shanghai surprise.
Whatever you're saying, I'm wanting anyway. Been hanging round for a ride on your
picture.
You make a red me, now that you've inspected me. Come over here, let me feel you cut down to size.
see it. Prince, his new motion picture, Under the Cherry Moon. Feel the beat.
And the winner of Worst Original Song for 1986, Love or Money by Prince. Moving on to 1987 and one of the four runners-up for Worst Original Song by Jimmy Scarlett and the Dimensions from a 1987 live-action film adaptation of the popular children's trading cards The Garbage Pail Kids. This is a song from the Garbage Pail Kids movie, and it's called You Can Be a Garbage Pail Kid.
Ugly.
And the winner is, for 1987, Worst Original Song from Beverly Hills Cop 2 by George Michael. This is a horrible song called I Want Your Sex. Moving on to 1988, and one of the four runners-up for Worst Original Song, from A Nightmare on Elm Street 4, The Dream Master, directed by Rennie Harlan. This is a song called Therapist by a band called Vigil.
Therapist.
And the winner is, for 1988, Worst Original Song, a song called Jack Fresh by a group called Full Force. Now, this song is from a movie called Caddyshack 2, 1988 sports comedy film. Somehow, Harold Ramis allowed his name to be attached to this movie as one of the writers. The movie is directed by Alan Arkush. The film was given scathing reviews by critics and, from what I remember, very, very disappointing, since Caddyshack was one of my favorite movies, definitely at the time. I will also give a scathing review to this song by Full Force. It's called Jack Fresh.
Uh-oh. Jack Fresh.
Get you ready for my baby.
Okay, we've made it to the end of the 80s, to 1989, and we're actually going to hear two good songs, in my opinion. Well, one song I like a lot, and one song that is fine with me. So, 1989, one of the four runners-up for Worst Original Song at the Razzies. At the Razzies was a song called Pet Cemetery by the Ramones. So this song was also on their album Brain Drain. but it was written for the Stephen King adaptation, Pet Sematary. Pet Sematary doesn't necessarily sound a whole lot like a Ramones song, but I like the song a lot. I think it has a great melody. So this is one of the four runners-up for Worst Original Song, 1989 at the Razzies, Pet Sematary by the Ramones.
Under the octopus where the steamboats, ancient goblins and wallows, come at the grand light making a sound. The smell of death is all around. And at night when the cold wind blows, no one cares, nobody knows. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. To the sacred place, this ain't a dream, I can't escape. Molars and fangs that are picking up bones, spirits moaning among the tombstones. And at night when the moon is bright, someone cries something ain't right. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. My life again. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. I don't want to live my life again. Victor is grinning, flesh is riding away. Skeleton dance, I curse these days. And at night when the wolves cry out, listen close and you can hear me shout. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. I don't want to live my life again. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. I don't want to live my life again. Oh no. Oh no. I don't want to live my life. I did it.
And the winner is Worst Original Song of 1989 from A Nightmare on Elm Street 5, The Dream Child. So this song was written while Iron Maiden were taking a break from touring, and the production company Zomba asked Bruce Dickinson to write a song for A Nightmare on Elm Street 5. So this is when Bruce teamed up with Yannick Gers, future Iron Maiden guitarist. He would replace Adrian Smith, but before that he played on Bruce Dickinson's solo album, Tattooed Millionaire. But at this point, he was coming out of Ian Gillan's solo band, Gillan. So according to Bruce Dickinson, himself and Yannick Gers wrote this song, quote, in about 3 minutes. Upon hearing the completed track, Steve Harris decided it would be great for Iron Maiden and convinced Bruce Dickinson not to put it on his Tattooed Millionaire solo album that he ended up putting together with Yannick Gers. But Bruce Dickinson's solo version of the song did end up on the Nightmare on Elm Street 5 soundtrack. So Iron Maiden would later record it, put it on their album No Prayer for the Dying in 1990, and the song would become Iron Maiden's only number one single in the UK. And it was actually at Christmas time. So as Bruce Dickinson said, quote, "We're going to release this as a single on Christmas Eve to scare the living daylights out of Cliff Richard." The song was actually competing with Cliff Richard's Christmas single, Savior's Day, for the Christmas number one in 1990, which is a big deal in the UK. So like I said, this was Iron Maiden's only number one hit single in the UK, originally written by Bruce Dickinson and Yannick Gers in 3 minutes, because he was asked for a song for A Nightmare on Elm Street 5. And this is the winner for Worst Original Song from a Film from 1989 at the Golden Raspberry Awards. This is Bring Your Daughter to the Slaughter by Bruce Dickinson.
Bring your daughter I'll be back.